Hello and welcome to the Sharp 600, brought to you by Covers.com, presented by Bet365. I'm your host, Jason Logan. Welcome to the podcast as we get you ready for NFL Week 4. We got a little more meat on the bone in terms of the NFL meal here. We start to figure out what NFL teams are all about. There's still an aura of mystery about some teams. Outside of the elite, like the top five, there's still a lot to be sorted out below those teams. You got teams like the Cowboys and the Bengals and Chargers and Jacksonville, Cleveland, contenders or pretenders. I have not been convinced yet on any of those teams, but we're going to try to make sense of it all with the help of our guests, Joe Osborne and Arthur DeCesar. Also going to have some picks for Thursday night football. We got the Lions at Packers. We did okay with the week four pod picks. I think we went 2-1 for Thursday night football. I think we finished like a nice 5-2 for our pod picks this week, which is pretty good. And then our follow bets on the fader follow with Joe Osborne, those are a perfect 3-0 so far heading into week four. Before we get going, of course, I want to remind you that if you've been listening to the Sharp 600 for a long time, or if this is your first time with the podcast, we ask that you take a couple seconds, leave a rating and review. It helps us expand our reach, talk to more sports bettors like yourself, and we absolutely appreciate that feedback. And with that out of the way, Dell, give me 600 seconds on the clock, please. We've had go or no with Joe. We've had say it ain't Joe, but whatever the name, the game stays the same. The Sharp 600 welcomes back Joe Osborne for another round of fade or follow here for NFL Week 4. And Joe, you know how this goes. I'm going to throw out some bets that I have placed. You're going to give me one to follow. You're going to give me one to fade. And I will say the follow 3-0 so far this season. So we're on a bit of a tear here.
Indeed.
These odds courtesy of Bet365 as of this recording. So I have Chiefs -9.5. I bet them -9 early on Sunday, but -9.5, I still think is good under that key number. We have Patriots, Cowboys over 43. We have Eagles -8 and then Colts -1 at home. So give us the one to follow here.
I will be following the Eagles -8, and this is a big, fat fade of the Commanders' offensive line, which is offensive to the sport of football. 19 sacks allowed through three games, and they're going up against a defense that ranks number 2 in pressure percentage. Sam Howell, how do you expect this guy to succeed with this offensive line in front of him?
Or survive.
He's not going to succeed going up against this defense. Now, Philly, I find they're getting a little bit better with each passing game. It's funny, people talk about a slow start. Despite that, they're still 3-0. Something a lot of people forget, though. They had changes at offensive coordinator and defensive coordinator. So maybe taking some time to find their footing here a little bit. I think they lay the smackdown on the Commanders here on Sunday.
Yeah, I'm with you on this one. My power ratings, very, very high in Philadelphia. They were calling for a double-digit favorite for the Eagles in this game. Now we even saw this one as high as 9 at some places. It's come back 8.5, 8. I'm with you on that. This, funny enough, a scheduling quirk, this is going to be just the second home game for the Eagles in the first 6 weeks of the season. And so we're going to see a big boost from them. They are typically a very good bet at home, a very good bet at home when they're a favorite over the last 3 years. And you're boosting what is the best two-way team in the NFL as well, too. Amazing on defense, amazing on offense. They don't have to play perfect, and they're still 3-0. Then you mentioned Sam Howell. He threw 4 interceptions against the Buffalo Bills. They got behind quickly. He was forced to throw. He faced a lot of pressure, made a lot of mistakes. That's exactly what the Eagles do. They start quick. They make you throw the ball, and then you're throwing it into the teeth of this team. They're behind. They're number 2 in takeaways behind the Bills right now. So I expect to see some more mistakes from Sam Howell. So Eagles -8 is the follow. Give me the fade. Which one don't you like out of these ones?
Yeah, I'm going to fade that Colts pick. I like the Rams to cover, and it's a short spread, so they're probably going to win outright as well. So they've been pretty good off a loss under Sean McVay, covering at around 61% after a loss. That's a 6-year sample size as well. And you take a look at the situation, the game for each of these teams, the games that they're coming off of. I thought the Rams got kind of a raw deal there on Monday night. I didn't agree with that 2-2 Atwell touchdown being reversed. One of those interceptions get tipped at the line, you know, kind of killing the momentum there. Now, they won the yards per play battle in that game against the Bengals, so they very easily could have won that game. Meanwhile, I think the Colts got very lucky in that game versus the Rams. You know, the Ravens, easily won the yards per play battle in that one. The Colts needed 5 field goals, including 4 50-yarders. So the Colts very easily could have lost that game. The Rams very easily could have won their game. If the situations are reversed, the Rams are probably the favorite in this game. So, yeah, I will fade your Colts pick.
All right, Joe, fading the Colts. Here's why I like the Colts at home in this one as a short favorite. L.A., a really tough schedule spot. This is their second straight road game. It comes on a short week after playing a Monday Night Football. It's actually their third road game in 4 weeks to start the season. And then you can sprinkle in some situational sauce in there, too. Possible letdown after playing a big Monday night game against Cincinnati. And who do they have coming up next week? The Philadelphia Eagles. So potential letdown look-ahead angles for this. And you could say a letdown spot for the Colts as well, too. But Indianapolis defense, very sneaky good right now. Number 7 in EPA allowed per play. Number 9 in defensive DVOA. Getting after the quarterbacks. 12 sacks so far in the season. And then, of course, the quarterback situation up in the air for the Colts. But Gardner Minshew looked pretty good, had that offense going. There is a chance that they get Anthony Richardson back at a concussion protocol this week. They said they were optimistic that he would show up. And he gives them a different dynamic, able to run the ball, make some plays. And those third downs that got, you know, lost to field goals, maybe he converts on those. Maybe he keeps those drives alive with his legs. This running attack for Indy got loose against Baltimore, which is a very good defense. The Rams rushing defense, among the worst in the league. So I think the Colts can control the football on the ground, chew it up here, and then this defense can also get it done against an LA offense that is very much, you know, kind of mediocre. Let's just say that. So my power ratings actually had the Colts closer to field goal favorite in this game rather than the laying the -1 or -1.5. So that's why I'm on the Colts, Joe. So we'll see. It's a 1-point spread. Very, very tough. Like you said, the money line maybe just the way to go, and that's where it could end up. Before we go though, teaser for week 4. What do you like?
Yeah, I got the Cowboys bouncing back against the Patriots, right. So I'll tease them down.
Taking them down, that would be Cowboys -1.
Minus a single point. I wouldn't be surprised if they win by double digits. Ooh. But playing it safe, right. They'll get the outright win.
All right, I'm gonna piggyback on our Eagles there, and I'm gonna take them from 8 down to 2. Bust through all those key numbers, and that's where we'll sit for those 2 first legs of the Sharp 600 teaser here. All right, timeout on the play. At Bet365, they don't do ordinary. See for yourself when you sign up today, and you'll get $365 in bonus bets when you bet just $1. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment, it's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only, must be present in Colorado, Iowa, New Jersey, Ohio, and Virginia. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER or 1-800-BETS-OFF in Iowa. Terms and conditions apply. All right, we're going to get my bets for Thursday Night Football. We have the NFC North taking center stage in primetime. We have the Lions laying points against the Packers at Lambeau, a rare spot. This is just the 6th time that they've been a favorite at Green Bay since 1985. And if you're curious on how the Lions do as rare favorites in Lambeau, 4-1 straight up and against the spread. So here are my best Thursday Night Football bets. Odds courtesy, of course, of Bet365. Jordan Love over 17.5 rushing yards, -110. Love has had to make some plays with his legs. He ran for 9 times, 39 yards against New Orleans. Detroit, another high-pressure defense. And, of course, the offensive line banged up for the Packers as well, too. So Love's going to have to move around. His player projections sit north of 18 yards with a ceiling of 22. So I like Love to go over 17.5 rushing yards. Got Sam Laporta over 4.5 receptions, +115. The rookie tight end garnered 11 targets, caught 8 of those balls against Atlanta. The Packers love to bring the blitz. They like the pressure. I think Goff is going to have to check down to his new favorite target, so Laporta over 4.5 receptions. And then I took Detroit money line, keeping it simple, -125. Power ratings have the Lions as favorites, 2-point favorites in this one. The short week going to be tough on Green Bay with that roster dinged up. And then the Bears and the Vikes, 0-3. So this is a very important game for Dan Campbell's Lions to come with it and stake their claim in that division race. Also, too, this is the best offense that Green Bay has faced after taking on kind of QBs that are not great. Justin Fields, Desmond Ridder, the combo of Carr and Winston for the Saints last week, so a big step up here. If you like all those bets, you want to cram them all together in a same-game parlay at Bet365, it's paying +700. And, of course, too, when you add that money line wager, remember that Bet365 has the early payout rule, and if a team goes up by 17 points, it automatically pays out no matter what happens the rest of the game. So that is my same-game parlay at Bet365 for Thursday Night Football. 2 minute drill time here with our guy Arthur DeCesar of the Las Vegas Superbook. All right, we got to get a team 600 teaser into the winning column here. We have Dallas minus one, Philly minus two. Give us the last and final winning leg of this teaser.
I'm going against my boys Monday night. Give me Seattle plus 7.5. Giants should never be favored over anyone.
All right, I like that one. I'm on the Seahawks in that game too. Almost October, which means it's almost time for Halloween. Let's talk zombies. Which one of these 0-3 teams can come back from the dead? We're talking Minnesota, Denver, Chicago, and Carolina.
It's got to be Minnesota, but it's Minnesota by default. All these teams are playing each other, so basically the losers are going to be gone. And whoever wins the Denver Bear game, they're both bad anyway. So Minnesota by default.
All right. Zombie Vikings sounds terrifying. Update on the NFL MVP odds here now that we're three games through. Biggest odds, biggest money, biggest moves?
Lamar still for us is the guy who's taken the most money. Preseason he was number one for us. Still has taken money throughout the season. Tua is by far the biggest climber. He was 18-1, now plus 325. Tua is playing incredible.
Yeah. All right, week four action report, middle of the week now. Give us the biggest adjustments, maybe where the sharp guys are putting their bets.
Sure, I'll give you a total and a side. Total in the Pats-Cowboys game was 41.5. We're now as high as 43. Saw good sharp money there. And Cleveland in a look-ahead line was basically a pick 'em. Now minus two and a half, minus 120. Browns have taken a lot of money this week.
Nice. I got the over in that Cowboys game, by the way.
Nice.
Thursday night football, we get the NFC North, Detroit, and Green Bay. Action update here for this game?
Sure. Lions money and over. Total was 44.5, now 46. Lions was basically a pick 'em, now minus 1.5. So we will be rooting for Green Bay in the under.
And a lot of eyeballs on the injury news there for Packers as well, too, being a short week. Yeah. All right, man. Ked, let's finish it off. Best bet for week four. What do you got?
I'm going to take the Texans at home plus 3. I like the way they've been playing. They come off a big win, and Pittsburgh's offense can obviously be very suspect.
All right. Okay. Well, that is it for this episode of the Sharp 600 presented by Bet365. Thank you, Joe. Thank you, Arthur. Thank you, Dell. Thank you for listening. Another reminder, help us boost our reach and talk to more sports bettors. Rate and review the podcast when you get a second. We'll return next Wednesday for NFL Week 5. This is going by really, really fast, folks. But until then, best of luck with your Week 4 bets. At Bet365, they don't do ordinary. See for yourself when you sign up today, and you'll get $365 in bonus bets when you bet just $1. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment, it's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only, must be present in Colorado, Iowa, New Jersey, Ohio, and Virginia. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER or 1-800-BETS-OFF in Iowa. Terms and conditions apply.